unfortunately we commit this soul to higher love. We can't say where we'll meet, that no one can guarantee. So we gonna stand in this memory. Ghosts will sing, we've been surrounded by the beauty of all that they have to bring. We can never be before. So we gonna stay in this reverie. Ghosts will sing, we're in the presence of a greater love. Gave with every note he played, we won't be forgetful.
Scotty and his smooth reggae sounds this afternoon. You know, the beautiful thing about CITR 101.9 is that I can play whatever I want to. And you don't have to worry about hearing any terrible commercials every 7 minutes or fixed demographic problem. Like today, for instance, I'm feeling a little southern. I mean, you gotta love southern music of the United States. It's such a huge paradox that a region that's so identified with racial segregation has this amazing amalgamation of musical form. Johnny Cash once said that country music started to lose potency when you take it away from the country and the land and the people that it's all about. And I love a lot of Canadian roots musicians because they incorporate the landscape of where they live. You are listening to The Barn Burner. I am your host, Bobby the Badger Ferris. And this is Cor Blund's latest, Chinook Wind, on CITR 101.9 in Vancouver.
The Chinook wind howling in my ears. That Rocky Mountain gusty shit, it drive me out for years. Way back, I think my grandpa had a rope horse by that name. All's I know is, God, here comes that old west wind again. There's lots of kinds of problems and there's lots of kinds of pain. Some will sweat the blazing sun and some rot in the rain. But here we got that Chinook wind blowing every day. It's gonna send the good to the east and leave a terrible migraine. Let her blow, let her blow. Whisper me things that I don't know. Let her blow. She melts just as slow. Come time, I stood my ground and I said I've had my fill. That moisture sucking west wind roaring in off of them hills. Before it blew me crazy, I let it carry me away. They told me, son, you ain't the first. That breeze will drive a man insane. Let her blow. If you need me, you can find me here waiting on a change. Staring at the distance and asking what it takes to make that old Chinook turn back and blow the other way. And maybe if I'm lucky, have it blow me home again. Let her blow, let her blow. Whisper me things that I don't know. Let her blow. things that I don't know. Let her blow, let her blow. Let her blow away illusion like she melts the winter snow.
Monks of tall grown sugar cane lived a simple man and a dominator hen and the rose of a different name. Well, the first time I felt lightning, I was standing in drizzling rain with a trembling hand and a bottle of gin and the rose of a different name. The devil made me do it the first time. The second time I've done it on my own. Lord, put a handle on the simple-headed man and help me leave that black rose alone. Built for speed with the tools you need to make a new fool every day. Way down deep and dirty, on the darkest side of shame, I caught a cane-cutting man and a bottle of gin with the rose of a different name. The devil made me do it the first time. Time I've done it on my own. Lord, put a handle on a simple-headed man. Help me leave that black rose alone. They won't make me do it the first time. Second time I've done it on my own. Lord, put a handle on a simple-headed man. Help me leave that black rose alone. The Lord knows that they ain't all been too smooth. We've been hit with every kind of weather. Somehow we've always made it through. I've been known to be wrong on occasion. But I can't say it's never crossed my mind. Babe, I know that it ain't all been sunshine. Sometimes I feel like we've been had. But we've been on the mountain more than one time. And some of the memories ain't half bad. Oh, I've been known to be wrong on occasion. But I can't say it's never crossed my mind. Like they always say, I guess.
guess that's life. There's lots of rumors going round about me and a woman who's someone else's wife. But I can't say it's never crossed my mind. Two
of Texas' finest sons, that was Waylon Jennings and Tomple Glasser. Two men that really started to blur the lines of country and rock and roll in the 70s. Tomple Glasser was one of the first performers slash producers to tell Nashville to go take a fly and walk, and he set up a studio for other like-minded individuals with his brothers. The Glasser brothers set up Glasser Studios. Let's listen to another Texas rebel, former rank-and-filer and Buick McCainer. This is Alejandro Escovedo, only on CITR 101.9 in Vancouver. You are listening to The Barn Burner.
Let's from the newly refurbished Rickshaw Theater. Please join us in raising money and awareness for the Canadian Mental Health Association and Building Opportunities Through Business, two organizations that contribute enormously to the kaleidoscopic community that is the downtown East Side. The first annual Kaleidoscope fundraiser on Saturday, March 27th at 7 p.m. featuring the legendary Rodney DeCrew and his convictions, Country Alt Firecrackers Spoon River, local hipsters The Left, and hip-hop giants Boombox Saints. Tickets at Scratch, Red Cat, Zulu Records, or by donation at the door. The first annual Kaleidoscope fundraiser, Saturday, March 27th at the Rickshaw Theater. Come and celebrate your city. All of it.
And Wanda's all alright. Better keep your fingers crossed and hope we find him drowned. Wanda's gonna come and kill us all if he shows up in town. Lester went on the make. I heard it took the cleaning crew 2 weeks to clean the bar. They never found that teenage girl. They never found the car. Please ask him to help us. Our best case scenario is Lester turns up dead. I'm almost out of Valium. Courage and self-respect.
Was the latest from the Drive-By Truckers, Drag the Lake Charlie. The album is called The Big To-Do, and the heavy guitar action that was missing in some parts of the album beforehand, that was brighter, the album before that was Brighter Than Creation's Dark, seemed to be back in full force, and I always love it when the Drive-By Truckers crank up the amps. The Drive-By Truckers, along with some other acts from the Deep South in the late 90s and the early 2000s, really seemed to invigorate country-influenced rock and roll in the United States, and in Canada for that matter. Another one of those bands is one that I will play next, and they have a new album out too. This is Lucero, only on 101.9 CITR in Vancouver, and the track is called Hey Darlin', Do You Gamble?
Well, hey darling, do you gamble? 'Cause I'm running the sidetracked, and I'm taking all that I can, and I'm never looking back. Now happily you should run with me for a while. Now happily you should run with me until this Texas sun falls into the sea. If I shed this skin of iron and this breath of kerosene, darling, would you take a chance on me? There's no map shows where I'm going, and I can't say just where I've been. Lord, I ain't
trip. The light's fantastic. We was both made of elastic. Midnight came, midnight went. I thought I was the president. She said, do you have a car? And I said, do I have a car? What's so great about the barrier ring?
'97s with Barrier Reef on the Barn Burner. You are listening to 101.9 CITR in Vancouver. Incidentally, the show is sponsored by Lifetime Clothing. There is a pop-up shop on 354 Water Street down in Gastown. Come say hi. You can still win tickets to see Japandroids at the Lifetime offices on the corner of 5th and Manitoba. There's still there's some tickets up for grabs, so make sure you go down and check that out. The old 97s were probably the last show that I ever saw at the old Richards on Richards. I took my cousin Carrie, and what a fun little honky-tonk dance party that was. Carrie said, I like the way Rhett Miller shakes his hips. With a song like that, Carrie, I can understand why. If you guys out there in Radioland want to give me a call and request something with a little bit of a southern inflection, give me a call, 604-822-2487. That's 604-UBC-CITR. Give me a shout. I'm feeling honky-tonky today. So, yeah, give me a call. Coming up next, I was speaking earlier about Canadian bands that really like to get their country on, even if they are primarily a rock and roll band. Or not. Maybe if you're a country band, you like the big melting pot of adding a little rock and roll into your ensemble. This is one of those bands. This is Vancouver's own Lions in the Street, and the track is O Carolina. You are listening to the Barn Burner on CITR 101.9 in Vancouver.
Couldn't really get much worse. CITR Friday afternoons from 2 till 3:30 for Radio Zero, where your host DJ brings you an eclectic mix of new international pop, ranging from the most fashionably disaffected to the brightest sugar-coated music around, along with a good measure of vintage new wave, punk, and disco to kick off your weekend. That's Radio Zero, Friday afternoons at 2 on 101.9 FM, CITR.
Alright, so before the Radio Zero promo, that was Gimme Back My Bullets by Lynyrd Skynyrd. That's dedicated to my bud Luke Meat, the music director of this fine station. That is Luke's go-to track at my place after, you know, a couple Southern lagers. Yeah, I do realize that you get a lot of Skynyrd on classic MOR rock radio, but you don't get a lot of that song. And come on, it's a Southern show, so let's kick out the Skynyrd when we have a chance. Okay, so from one guitar rock band, godlike band, to another that's got a little bit of Southern flavor. Coming up next, we have the guitarist that Rolling Stone rated the number one influential guitar player of all time, eclipsing even Jimi Hendrix and Eric Clapton and Billy Gibbons and a handful of others. This is Duane Allman, and this is from his, basically, not a solo anthology, but all of his best work, which we have on vinyl here at the station. This is No Money Down. This is the Barn Burner. You are listening to 101.9 in Vancouver. Let's rock and roll.
Motivating back towards town, I seen a Cadillac sign. It said no money down. So I eased on my brake and I pulled up there in the drive. I gunned up a motor and then I walked on inside. The dealer came down. He said, man, trade that Ford. I can put you in a car that will eat up the road. Now you just tell me what you want and then sign this line. Well, I have it brought right to your house in about an hour's time. I'm gonna get me a car and I'm gonna head on down the road. Ain't gonna have to worry no more about that broke down raggedy fool. Mister, I want a yellow convertible, a four-door DeVille. Man, I want a Continental spare, and some wire chrome wheel, and power steering, and a power brakes, and a powerful motor with a jet off tank. Some nice cool air conditioning, some nice warm heat, and a big old feather bed and a pillow in the back seat. I want a ship to shore radio, a color TV, and a phone, so I can talk to my honey while I'm riding alone. I wanna get me a car, yeah. Four carburetors, and I want two straight exhausts. I want a nuclear reactor, and I don't care what it costs. I want a railroad air horn. I want a psychedelic strobe spot, and I want a 15-year guarantee on everything that I've got. I want a $2 deductible, and I want a $20 note. I want $150,000 liability, and that's all she wrote.
There's something gonna change your life. My friends, they all told me, man, there's something gonna change your life. Gotta have that brown sugar. Man, it's just gonna change my life.
Man, I got the hound of brown sugar. Man, it's just gonna make me feel so
Billy Gibbons without actually playing him. So yeah, that's ZZ Top from ZZ Top's first album. That's called Brown Sugar. Really, really swampy, bluesy stuff from that little band from Texas. And again, yeah, you probably hear this on classic rock radio, but probably not tracks like this. You probably get everything from Eliminator and afterwards. Billy Gibbons, who apparently taught Jimi Hendrix how to play slide guitar too, right before Jimmy passed. So that's a little bit mythical. All right. It is time to get a little heavier in our Southern Rock stance. This next track is a band called 9 Pound Hammer, and they cover the Ozark Mountain Daredevils classic, If You Want to Get to Heaven, featuring Blaine Cartwright from the band Nashville Pussy. So yes, this is the Barn Burner. You're tuned in to a Southern Rock and Country and Blues episode. Hope you're enjoying things, and let's keep it pumping out here.
I heard it in the alley on the weird radio. You wanna drink a
That was Molly Hatchet with All Over Now, which was made famous by the Rolling Stones, actually. It was one of their first singles. And, yeah, from their immortal album, if you're a Southern rock fan, Flirting with Disaster, an album that I found at a flea market in Chilliwack earlier this year. And the best thing about this album, besides, well, obviously, the killer track, which is Flirting with Disaster, and that one, It's All Over Now, is the fact that the album artwork is a mad Viking running through the bushes with a battle axe. It's another thing that I love about Southern rock and heavy metal is the imagery is fantastic. Kem and Tyler from Radio Zero are going to be a little late. I just got a phone call. So we're going to try to rock out until they get here. This is my kind of Friday. Let's make it happen. Coming up next, we've got a band from Van Nuys, California that has really done a lot for melding punk rock and Southern honky tonk. This is the Lazy Cowgirls, and the track is called Just the Last Goodbye.
You don't need me, I know that it's so. Felt it coming a long time ago. Just the last goodbye, no, that ain't no tear in my eye. Well, it's just the wind, I'm kicking up a little sand. Well, I'm glad to see you go, yeah. In case you didn't know, well, I never really wanted you around. Calling on the telephone, dragging me around this town. Turning me on and on, always wondering around. But just the last goodbye, yeah, I know that it ain't no lie. Well, I know it's there, I feel it deep inside. Well, I'll have a few bad nights, yeah, a lot of lonely times. But it's been coming for a long, long time. I've been denying what I've seen with my own eyes. I felt it in my heart, but I hope it was a lie. Yeah!
That was the Brotlow from New York, if you can believe it. It's a song called Vernon Jackson. Before that, we had the Dead String Brothers with Smile from their latest album, Sao Paulo, and they're from Detroit. So yes, even these East Coast United States bands, they wave their Southern Rock banner fervently. Let's see what's happening tonight, Vancouver. Let's see here. We've got KK Null at 8 p.m. with The Sorrow and The Pity, Flat Gray, and The Whip of the UFO at Western Front. You can check that out. And tonight at the Biltmore, we've got Jason Collette, Zeus, and Bahamas. I think the name of that review is called The Bonfire Ball Review. I had the good fortune to actually interview Jason Collette for Lifetime's upcoming catalog. Quite a gentleman, quite a musician. Why don't we play him? Here's Jason Collette from his new album, Rat-a-Tat-Tat, which does have a little bit of Southern rock inflection to it. You're listening to an extended version of The Barn Burner on CITR 101.9. I will be handing it over to Matt Tyler and Cam when they do get in here, but until then, you're rocking and rolling, ladies and gentlemen, with me. Here is Jason Collette with Lake Superior on The Barn Burner.
The New Testament.
I think the New Testament.
The question is, Pilate. You remember Pilate from the New Testament?
What is Pilate? He fiddled well.
Yeah, no, well, just a minute. Let me ask the question, then you can give me the answer, okay? Did Pilate want Jesus to be crucified?
Pontius Pilate washed his hands of it.
So did he want him to be crucified?
Yeah.
No. No. No.
Well, tune in every Friday afternoon, 3:30 to the Night Watch Show. What's on ya?
Well, find a good church. It'll help you.
Southern Bitch. Sorry, Mom. with Free Man Now. Yes, you are listening to an extended version of the Barn Burner, but guess what? The troops have arrived. Yay! It's Radio Zero. I was just going to make a note of that Southern Bitch track. That was produced by David Barbie from Sugar, if everybody remembers that band.
Oh, yeah.
Bob Mould, yeah. Also, David Barbie from Sugar, for all you crossover fanatics out there, and you're like, man, how can,
not
like...
Not Big Sugar, though, right?
Not Big Sugar. Not Big Sugar. It wasn't Gordy Johnson, even though he produces everything now. Yeah, Sugar, you know, the power poppers from the 90s, David Barbie produced all of the kind of latter-day drive-by trucker albums, too, which is crazy. Our music director, Luke Meek, came in here and was like, that's why they sound so big, because if anyone's ever listened to a Sugar record, it sounds like it's just coming at you in a tidal wave.
Yeah,
it's
yeah.
fantastic. All right, well,
18-wheeler.
That's right, like a big old Peterbilt. Woo! Woo! Well, thank you very much for sticking around for an extended version of the Barn Burners Southern Thang. Tyler and Matt and Cam and crew are going to be coming at you next. I'm going to leave you with one more from rockers from Austin, Texas. This is Young Heart Attack, and the name of the track is called Starlight. See you around. Mm-hmm.